今天把圣经翻到约翰福音十五章。
Now, brothers and sisters, let us turn our Bibles to John chapter 15.
约翰福音十五章，我们今天所读的经文是第一节到第八节。
And today's scripture passage will be from chapter 15, verses 1 to 8.
我们仍然弟兄念单数节，姊妹念双数节。
And brothers, please read in the odd verses and sisters in the even verses.
青少年可以跟我们一起念。
And the youth may read with us.
约翰福音十五章第一节，请。我是真葡萄树，我父是栽培的人。现在你们听我讲给你们的道，已经干净了。我是葡萄树，你们是枝子，藏在我里面的，我也藏在他里面。这人就多结满枝，因为离了我，你们就不能做什么。你们若藏在我里面，我的话也藏在你们里面。凡你们不愿意祈求就为你们成就。
你们若结果子，果子有蜜，就证荣耀，你们就是我们
的主了。好，我们今天所读的这八节经文是主耶稣讲的有关葡萄树的比喻。
And so the eight verses we read today are concerned Jesus' words about his being the true vine.
我们看到主耶稣的比喻重点不是要和我们一起讨论有多少种葡萄树。
And so of course the main point is not to see how many kinds or how many vines there are.
比喻的重点是让我们要连于葡萄树上。
The purpose of this metaphor is that we need to be connected to this vine.
因此在这八节经文中有八次这样的短语藏在什么什么里面。
And so in these verses we see the word abide used eight times.
枝子唯有连于葡萄树上才能够得到充分的养分。
Only when the branches are connected to the vine will it receive adequate nutrition.
它才会结果子。
And then only then will it then bear fruit.
同样基督徒只有在主耶稣里面得到真理的喂养才会结出好的果子的。
And so Christians can be only in Christ in order to have the adequate nutrition to bear fruit.
我们要看今天主耶稣这个比喻更要告诉我们怎么样的真理。
And so we will look at this metaphor to see what truth Jesus has for us today.
好，我们一起祷告。
Let us pray.
天父上帝，我们谢谢你，谢谢你赐下宝贵话语。
Heavenly Father, we thank you that you have given us your precious word.
让我们借着你的话语，借着耶稣基督的比喻，可以对你有更深的认知。
So through your word and through this metaphor, that we would have a deeper understanding of you.
也要借着这个比喻，将真理告诉我们，使我们能够行在你的真理当中。
So that through this metaphor, your truth might show us how we might live in accord with your truth.
求你与我们同在。
We ask that you would be with us.
将你的话向我们开启。
And so that your word might be opened to us.
坚固我们的信心。
That it might strengthen our faith.
让我们成为一个结果子的枝子。
And we might be a fruit-bearing branch.
我们这样祷告，奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray all this in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
好，我们看在第一节，主耶稣说：“我是真葡萄树，我父是栽培的人。”
Verse 1 of chapter 15, Jesus says, I am the true vine, my Father is the vine dresser.
在我们的生活中，我们会遇到各种各样的葡萄。
In our lives, we will come across many kinds of grapes.
绿的、紫的、大的、小的。
Green, red, big and small.
它们都产自于 不同品种的葡萄树。
And these all come from different varieties of vines.
然而我们要在这个比喻中，我们在我们信仰中，我们要确定，只有耶稣基督这唯一一棵是真葡萄树。
And so, of course, in our faith, we know that it is only in Christ that Christ alone is the true vine.
在我们信仰中，这是唯一的。
And so, in our faith, this is the only vine.
而且圣经告诉我们，这棵葡萄树是父上帝栽培的。
And here the Bible tells us that this is the vine that the Father Himself dresses.
在信主之前，我们与主耶稣这棵真葡萄树毫无关系。
And before we believed in faith in Christ, we had no connection with this true vine.
我们都是上帝恩约里的局外人。
And so we were all those who received God's grace. We were outside.
所以我们都被称为是外邦人。
So this is why we are known as Gentiles.
但是因着主耶稣在十字架上的舍命。
But because of Christ Jesus and his and what he accomplished on the cross.
摧毁了外邦人与犹太人中间这个隔断的墙。
He broke down the dividing wall between the Jews and the Gentiles.
现在我们才能谈我们要连于主耶稣这棵真葡萄树上。
So only then can we now talk aboutBeing connected to this true vine.
我们能连于主耶稣这棵真葡萄树上，完全是上帝的恩典。
So that we can be connected to this vine is completely of God's grace.
可以说这是我们人生中享受的最大的恩典。
Or we can say that this is the greatest benefit that we can enjoy of God's grace.
在上帝救赎计划当中，唯有主耶稣是那棵真葡萄树。
So only in the covenant of redemption is Jesus the true vine.
也只有连于这棵葡萄树上的人，才与上帝的救赎有关。
It's only those who are connected to this vine will receive God's salvation.
最后，只有这样的人才会与主耶稣一起去到父上帝的家中。
And only such people who are connected to Christ can then be welcomed into God's house.
在今天的经文中告诉我们，告诫我们，我们要与主耶稣这棵真葡萄树相连。
And so today's passage tells us that we must be connected to this true vine.
相连的一个标志就是结出属灵的果子。
And how do we know we are connected? This is by bearing fruits, spiritual fruits.
我们知道，无花果葡萄树是犹太人的重要植物。
And so we know that grapes and grapevines and figs, fig trees, these are important important plants for the Jews.
几乎每一个犹太人都有栽种葡萄树的经历。
And so essentially every single Jew would have had experience growing and working with grapevines.
所以他们对主耶稣讲的葡萄树的比喻，一定比我们了解的更清楚。
So of course, their understanding of Jesus' metaphor of true vine, it would have made more sense to them than to us.
我们可能要先变成一个种葡萄树的人。
So we must first walk in the shoes of someone who grows grapevines.
才会对今天的经文有更清楚的了解。
Only then can we better understand today's passage.
在今天经文的第二到第四节中。
And in the verses 2-4 of today's passage.
如果我们对种葡萄树有点了解，就知道这个修剪剪枝是在春天时候的剪枝。
And so if we knew something about grapevines, we would know that this pruning would happen in early spring.
葡萄树开始要结果了。
As the grape is about to produce fruits,
园丁就会在葡萄树中把那些多余的不好的枝子剪掉。
Then the vine dressers as thegrapes are about to spring forth, they will cut away the extra or the sickly branches.
可以使好葡萄树的枝子能够得到充分的营养供给。
And they do this so that the good branches can receive the proper nutrition.
因此我们在第二节里看到，主耶稣说，凡结果子的，他就修理干净，使枝子结果子更多。
And so we see in verse 2, this is why Jesus says, every branch.In me that does not bear fruit, he takes away. Every branch that does bear fruit, he prunes, that it may bear more fruit.
那时候剪的剪纸是修理干净的剪纸。
And so this is the pruning to clear up.
而在第六节两节经文里所描述的是秋天的剪纸。
But in verses 5 and 6, this is the pruning that takes place in the fall.
葡萄收完了。
And so this is after the harvest of the grapes.
园丁会对葡萄树做一次大的修剪。
And so then the vine dresser will engage in a great pruning.
在这次修剪中, 葡萄树的主干, 如果说不是好的, 也会被剪除。
And so even central vines, if they are of no good, they will be cut away.
我们都知道, 葡萄树是爬藤的。
And so we all know that the grapevines, they have tendrils, and they are their vines.
但它的主干慢慢的就有木质的性质。
But then the main vine is more sturdy.
被剪除的木质的枝干就可以用作扫柴。
And so because it is more like to wood, the main vine can be cut and be used for firewood.
所以在第六节说，人死起来仍在火里烧了。
And this is why it says that the branches are thrown into the fire and burned.
我们看到主耶稣在这个比喻中讲了两种不同的修剪。
And so here, in this metaphor, Christ talks about two kinds of pruning.
一种是对结果之枝子的修剪。
And so one is a pruning for the sake of bearing more fruit.
那次修剪将那些反而枝子成长和结果子的东西剪掉。
And so the pruning is to take away things that hinder the growth of the vines.
修剪的目的是为了枝子结更多的果子。
And so this pruning is for the sake of having more fruit being born.
其实我们基督徒也会承受这种管教式的修剪。
And so even as Christians, we will receive this kind of disciplinary kind of pruning.
圣经说，管教原是众子所供受的，你们若不受管教，就是枝子，不是儿子。
And so the Bible says that discipline is only for God's children, for the Father disciplines only His Son. And if you are not disciplined, then you are not sons of the Father.
为什么基督徒也要被修剪?
But why will Christians be pruned?
因为虽然我们成为基督徒了，但是我们身上还有许多需要被除去的东西。
Because even though we have been Christians have been saved, yet we still have so many things on us that hinder growth, that need to be cut away.
在我们思想里面有许多不合乎圣经真理的观念。
So in our thoughts and understanding, there are so many concepts and ways of thinking that are contrary to the Bible.
在我们肉体所需要的里面，我们有许多对生活那些过分的要求的渴望。
And so in our flesh, even though there are things we need, yet we still have the flesh of desires that want it in an inordinate way.
可以说我们不但要吃饱，而且要吃得好，不但吃得好，还要吃得美。
And so not only do we need to eat until we're full, but we need to eat what is the best of the best.
有许多时候我们的生活渴望是过分的。
And so frequently in our lives, our desires are way too extreme, are inordinate.
并且我们经常有不合乎圣旨的情绪。
And so often we have passions that are not in accord with God's word.
我相信每个人都会发过脾气。
And so I believe that everyone here has had a temper.
这种发脾气的情绪肯定是不合乎上帝。
And such tempers, this is certainly not in accord with God's will.
所有的这一切都要将被上帝的话一一剪除。
And so all these things that are of no good, they ought to be pruned and will be pruned away by God's word.
最后使我们走向圣洁。
And so at the end we will be those who walk in the holy path.
所以主耶稣在第三节说，现在你们因我讲给你们的道已经干净了。
So in verse 3, Jesus says, already you are clean because of the word that I have spoken to you.
我们要在上帝的道中洁净自己，修剪自己。
And so we must cleanse ourselves in the word of God that we might be pruned.
另外一个修剪是审判式的修剪。
But the other kind of pruning is that of judgment.
就是第五、第六节、第两节描写的秋天。
And that is what verses 5 and 6 say.
我们看到第五节，主耶稣又一次说：“我是真葡萄树。”
And in verse 5 and 6, Jesus says, once again, I am the vine.
这是新约内容的开始。
And so this suggests a start of a new idea, a new concept.
这时候修剪的目的是要弃绝那些虚假的枝子。
And so in this time, this kind of pruning away is to cut away the false branches.
有许多长在葡萄根上的枝子是虚假的，永远也穿不出新的苗来，也不会结什么果子。
And so these false branches, yes, they may seem to be connected to the vine, but they will never bear fruit and they will never be any good or grow in new ways.
在秋天要进入冬天之前，园丁就会把这些不好的全部剪掉。
And so, in preparation for winter, before that, in the fall, the dresser will come and will cut away these branches.
被弃绝的枝子要丢在外面，枯干后扔在火里烧了。
And the discarded branches, after they have dried up, will then be gathered and thrown into the fire.
我们看到，比喻说，父上帝是真葡萄树的栽培的人。
Again, we see from this metaphor that the Father is the vine dresser.
上帝对葡萄树采用管教式的修剪，还是审判式的修剪？
And so we are invited to see if the vine dressing, if the pruning is for judgment or if it is for discipline.
上帝能看出来这个枝子能不能结果子。
Of course, God will know if this branch will be able to bear fruit.
不结果子的枝子一定是修剪掉。
And so the branches that do not bear fruit will certainly be cut away.
我们今天所读的这八节经文里一直在警戒我们。
And so these eight verses, we see that there is warning after warning.
第四节说：“你们要藏在我里面，枝子若不藏在葡萄树上，自己就不能结果子。”
Verse 4, abide in me and I in you, as a branch cannot bear fruit by itself unless it abides in the vine, neither can you unless you abide in me.
第五节说藏在我里面的，这人就多结果子。
Now, verse 5 tells us that whoever abides in me and I in him, he it is that bears much fruit.
第八节说你们多结果子，你们就是我的门徒了。
And verse 8 tells us that you bear much fruit and so prove to be my disciples.
因此我们看到主耶稣的门徒就是藏在真葡萄树上的人。
And so we can see that Christ's disciples are those who are connected to the true vine.
当然在真葡萄树上这是一个比喻，就是即使就是说藏在主耶稣里面的人。
Right, so because this is a metaphor, then those who are connected to the true vine are those who are in Christ.
藏在主耶稣里面的人，他就会结出好的果子。
And so, of course, those who are connected to and united to Christ will bear good fruit.
虽然上帝对这样的枝子也会修剪，但是属于管教式的。
And so, God will still prune these true branches, but of course, this is in a disciplinary way.
因为他们是上帝的儿女。
Because they are God's children.
现在我们要思想一个问题：如何可以使我们藏在主耶稣里面？
And so now we ought to think about.How we can abide in Christ.
我们凭什么知道我是在主耶稣里面的？
And how do we know that we are in Christ?
民数记十五章第四十节告诉我们。民数记十五章，民数，生命，民。
Numbers, okay.
民数记几章？
十五章四十节。
Numbers chapter 15, verse 40.
使你们纪念遵行我一切命令，成为圣洁，归于你们的神。
Number 15. And verse 40. So you shall remember and do all.
是你们四十节，十五章四十节。
So you shall remember and do all my commandments and be holy to your God.
这些经文很简单的告诉我们，只有当我们遵行上帝话语的时候，我们才会在主耶稣里面。
And so again, this illustrates the simple principle that only those who do God's commandments can be in God.
我们只读上帝的话，却不遵行上帝的话，你不会在主耶稣里面。
If we merely read God's word but do not do it, then we will not be in God.
马太福音十二章五十节，马太福音十二章五十节。
Matthew chapter 12, verse 50.
也告诉我们，凡遵行我天父旨意的人，就是我的弟兄姐妹和母亲了。
And here Jesus said, "For whoever does the will of my Father in heaven is my brother and sister and mother."
这些经文告诉我，这些经文告诉我们，遵行天父旨意的人才与主耶稣有真正的生命的关系。
So here it says that only those who do the will of his Father have a true relationship with Jesus.
如果你是一个受洗成为基督徒的人
，So if you are baptized and you are considered a Christian,
却不愿意遵行上帝的话语。
When you are unwilling to follow and do the will of the Father,
那么他这种外在的信仰宣告是没有意义的。
Then this external proclamation of faith is meaningless.
你说一百遍我是受过洗的基督徒。
You even say 100 times, I am a baptized Christian.
你也不会成为真基督徒。
But you will never be a true Christian.
只有遵行上帝命令的旨意的人才是真基督徒。
Only those who follow the commandments of God's will are true Christians.
只在信仰上这种宣告的人，就如一个佳节失败的枝子。
And so anyone who only claims to be a Christian is but a false branch.
虽然在短时间内，我们可以看到它有一点点那个生命的迹象，叶子还是绿的。
And so perhaps in the short term we can see, oh, there are still some signs of life. For example, the branch is still green and looks alive.
我记得我们家里种的兰花，有个兰花枝子折下来了，和根完全断开了。
I remember that as I was growing up, orchids, that there was one branch and then it was all broken and disconnected from the roots.
那兰花还开着。
And the orchid flowers were still in bloom.
开了将近两个月。
And they remained in bloom for close to 2 months.
哦，我们看，哦，它还活着。
And so I thought, wow, it's still alive.
其实它已经死了。
But it was already dead.
所以说那种假的虚假的枝子总有一天会枯干，会成为一根稻草。
And so of course these false branches will surely one day become dry and withered and be suitable for burning.
主耶稣在这个比喻中也应许说，藏在他里面的人，主耶稣也应许他要藏在他们里面。
And so Jesus says here is meant for them that those who abide in him, Jesus will abide in them.
主耶稣又怎么能藏在他的门徒里面呢？
So how can Jesus abide in his disciples?
第七节说，你若藏在我里面，我的话也藏在你们里面。
Jesus says in verse 7, if you abide in me, then my words abide in you.
我们就知道主耶稣在门徒里面是借着他的话语能够在门徒里面。
So we see that Jesus through his words abide in his disciples.
主耶稣的话就是主耶稣的代表。
And so the words of Jesus are Jesus' representative.
我们里面如果有主耶稣的话，我们主耶稣就与我们同在。
And so if Jesus' words are in us, then Jesus is with us.
第四节经文说，你们要藏在我里面，我也藏在你们里面。枝子若不藏在葡萄树上，自己就不能结果子。你们若不藏在我里面，也是这样。
Verse 4, abide in me and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit by itself unless it abides in the vine, neither can you unless you abide in me.
我们在主耶稣里面，主耶稣的话在我们里面，我们就多结果子。
And so if we are in Christ and his word is in us, then we will bear fruit.
现在让我们来看果子所指的是什么。
And so let us consider, to what does fruit point to?
在国内的基督徒里面。
So in the Christians in China.
现在说来也就七八年前，我第一次回国的时候。
Or even seven, eight years ago when I went back to China.
国内基督徒经常说的一句话就是我今天结果子了。
And one of the sayings that the Christians in China said was, oh, I bore fruit today.
当初我说老实话，我信主时间还不长，我不知道他说的什么意思。
And so the first time I heard this, I was not a Christian for a while. I didn't understand what they were saying.
而且我不是听一个人说这样的话。
And I wasn't hearing this from just one person.
连我母亲的朋友都说这样的话。
Even the friends of my mother were saying this.
这话是相当盛行的在当时。
And so this was a very popular saying then.
后来我就慢慢知道了。
And now I understood.
他们所说的果子就是他们带领一个人信主了。
Oh, so I finally understood that when they said that they bore fruit, what they were saying is they brought someone to God, to believe in God.
他们认为他带着这个人觉知了，我就结了个果子。
Oh, so they thought, oh, yeah, I brought someone to believe in the Lord, so I bore fruit.
我们必须承认，带领人信主是结了一个果子。
And of course, we will readily admit that bringing someone to the Lord is certainly bearing fruit.
为什么人们要这么强调这个果子呢？
But why do people so emphasize this kind of fruit bearing?
因为这是我们眼睛能看见的。
Because this is something that our eyes can see.
我带一个人弟兄信主了。
Oh, I brought a brother to believe in the Lord.
这个弟兄就活在我边上。
And this brother lives by my side.
这是我的果子。
Ah, you see, this is my fruit.
自己很有成就感。
And so then I feel I'll be accomplished.
所以说，人们一旦变成眼睛能看见的东西，人们就非常的看重它，重视它。
And so we as humans, we value that which we can see. And so if we can see it, then we place a high premium on it.
当我们把我们的眼目全 注重一道看得见的东西的时候，
but when we turn our vision to completely to that which we can see,
很许多更重要的我们看不见的东西全完全被我们忽略了。
But then all the more important things that cannot be seen we completely ignore.
所以说结果就变成了带着信徒。
And so the very fruit that is equated with bringing someone to believe in the Lord.
而我们眼睛看不见的更重要的果子，我们全不去思想它。But
then all the important fruit that we cannot see that we completely ignore and we don't think about.
不，我们要知道耶稣基督的福音更多的、更重要的是指向我们眼睛所看不见的东西。But
we see in Christ's gospel that these important, most of these important fruits are things that we cannot see with our eyes.
有许多东西我们眼睛看不见的。
So many things that our eyes cannot see.
在我们生命里面的，例如基督徒脱离罪的辖制，在真理中得自由。So
for example, when Christians come from under the bondage of sin and receive liberty,
我们自己脱离罪的辖制的自由，我们自己心里是清楚的。And
when we see the deliverance from the oppression of sin into true freedom, then we of course we know.
但是别人的眼睛是看不见的。
Other people will not see this in their eyes.
或者另外一方面，比如说，我们得到一个平安和喜乐，是这个平安和喜乐是不受周围环境影响的平安和喜乐。
Or for example, if we receive a peace and joy, but this is a peace and joy that comes apart from our circumstances.
这是你心里一种感受。
And this is a this is something that we feel and know in our hearts.
这个感受，这种平安和喜乐，不是你自己能够造出来的。
And such peace and joy is not something that is manufactured by us.
是福音带给你的果子。
But this is the fruit born by the gospel.
但是眼睛是看不见的。
And it's something that cannot be seen with the eyes.
另一方面，不管我们的日子过得如何。
Or this is put another way, regardless of how our lives. How our lives are.
富足也好，贫穷也好。
Whether in abundance or in poverty.
有肉吃也好。
Or whether there is meat to eat.
吃方便野菜也好。
Or perhaps it is only just noodles and vegetables.
但是作为一个基督徒，都有从上帝那里来的真正的满足。
But all Christians will receive that contentment that comes from God.
基督徒不因为吃了肉就满足。
So Christians aren't satisfied only simply because they eat meat.
许多时候基督徒吃野菜也满足。
And so even when Christians have to forage for leftovers or whatever, they can still be satisfied.
特别是今天,
especially today.
我们吃野菜真的很满足。
And if we eat that which is forge, we are still concerned.
想到国内那些很有很有钱的人都要挣得起点财。
And so, of course, if we can think about all those very rich and wealthy people in China eating such food.
这种满足是我们眼睛不能看到。
And this is a kind of contentment that, that our eyes cannot see.
对于耶稣基督的福音而言，这些看不见的事情却更为重要。
And so, when we look at Jesus' gospel, it is these things that are unseen that is more important, that are more important.
因此，我们要说，福音的重点是改变我们里面的人。
And so we can say that the emphasis of the gospel is to change the inner man.
福音的主要任务是内下相引的。
And the gospel is centered on that which is inside.
不是向外的。
And not that which is external.
哎，有成绩了。
I feel accomplished.
做了咱们什么样的大事
？Oh, I did this great thing.
福音的主要内容是向内的。
But the gospel is predominantly focused on the inside.
福音的大能是改变我们原有在亚当里的世界观、人生观和价值观。
The great power of the gospel is to change the thinking, the old ways of the old Adam.
向内的，向自己的。
All that is bent in on ourselves is that which is selfish.
当我们这三观改变以后，基督徒就具备了天国子民的心情。
But when the inner man is renewed, then the Christian becomes a citizen of heaven.
我们经常说我们将来要到天国去。
And frequently we say, "Oh, I will be going to heaven."
如果我们现在没有天国子民的心情。
And if we do not have the attitudes and the thoughts and feelings that come with the heaven.
上帝给你的恩典就是不让你去天国。
God's grace is not to bring.
因为你没有天国的心情，你到那里非常难受。
And because if you don't have, if you you don't have the proper attitude,
所以上帝就说你必须了。
Then when you get to heaven, you will not like it there. So God says you don't need to go there.
所以主耶稣强调的结果的是指向我们内部的，指向我们里面的人。
So when Jesus talks about the fruit, he's referring to the inner man, to that which happens inside.
在今天经文的下文中，第十六节说，叫你们的果子长存。
And later on in this passage, verse 16, it says that you should go and bear fruit, that your fruit should abide.
能够长存在我们里面的果子，就是我们的性情被耶稣基督的福音得到了。
And so the fruit that can abide is our inner desires and everything that is renewed in Christ.
外在的东西都无法长存。
Because all that is external cannot abide, not last.
长存的东西能够与我们一起进入永远的家乡。
But things that abide can be with us as we enter our heavenly home.
就是天父上帝的居所。
In other words, God's refuge.
主耶稣要带领我们去的地方。
Indeed, or just up another way, a place Jesus will bring us.
在我们上一次讲到的题目是真平安，大家有没有记忆？
The last sermon we talked about true peace. Does anyone remember?
也就是四月第一个礼拜讲到的，我讲的道是真平安。
And so this was the first sermon in April. This was about true peace.
主要的经文在十四章二十七节。
And then the main passage was centered on chapter 14, verse 27.
这些经文是这样说的：我留下平安给你们，我将我的平安赐给你们。我所赐的不像世人所赐的，你们心里不要忧愁，也不要胆怯。
And verse 27 says, "Peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you. Not as the world gives, do I give to you. Now let not your hearts be troubled, neither let them be afraid."
在这一节经文中，主耶稣特别强调的是，我所吃的不像世人所吃的。
And what Jesus emphasizes here is that he gives not as the world gives.
世人所吃的平安是什么样的平安呢
？What kind of peace does the world give?
我手中有许多钱啊，我就平安。
Oh, I have a lot of money, therefore I have peace.
我没病没灾，身体很健康，哎呀，我平安了。
Oh, I have good health, therefore I have peace.
我在世上做什么事做生意，哎呀，想做就成了，哎呀，平安了。
If I am successful in my worldly business, then I have peace.
但主耶稣说，我所赐的平安不是这样的平安。
But Jesus says that the peace he gives is not as the world gives.
不是我们有钱了，不是我们身体好了，不是我们凡事顺利了，我们才有平安，那不是主耶稣赐的平安。
Jesus' peace is not, oh, I have money, therefore I have peace, or I have good health, or everything is going well for me. No, this is not Jesus' peace.
主耶稣赐什么样的平安？
What kind of peace does Christ give?
先知哈巴谷说了。
Habakkuk, the prophet Habakkuk says,
无花果树不发旺，葡萄树不结果，橄榄树也不效力，田里不出粮食，院中绝了粮，盆内也没有油。然而我要因耶和华欢喜，因救我的神喜乐。哈巴谷书三章十七节。哈巴谷书。
Okay, Habakkuk chapter 3:17. Though the fig tree should not blossom, nor fruit be on the vines, the produce of the olive fail, and the field yield no food, the flock be cut off from the fold, and there be no herd in the stalls, yet I will rejoice in the Lord, I will take joy in the God of my salvation.
能够在如此情况中仍旧有平安，这才是正平安。
So only the peace that can abide even though there is nothing good, this is true peace.
基督徒就应该有这样的平安。
Christians ought to have this kind of peace.
那是因为基督徒在主耶稣话语中结了果子。
And that's because these Christians abide in Christ's word, and so they bear fruit.
这是因为基督徒里面有新的生命。
And this is because Christians have new life in Christ.
我们才会有哈巴谷所说的这样境况中的平安。
Only then can we have the peace that Habakkuk tells us about.
教会是一个传讲上帝话语的场所。
The church is a place where God's word is preached.
教会是一个依靠上帝话语赐给我们新生命的地方。
The church is a place where people depend on the grace that comes from God's word.
我们要知道新生命的成长并非一两天就可以成就的。
And of course we must know that this new life is not a fully matured in one or two days.
新生命的成长是一生之久的功夫。
This new life is something that takes a lifetime of work.
虽然是一生之久的功夫，然而我们每天又必须有操练。
And so of course even though new life can be given quickly, yet each and every day we must continue to work it out.
我们如果不每天操练，我们这个新生命是不可能成长的。
And if we don't put it on ourselves to train ourselves up, then this new life will not grow.
我们都知道，几顿大餐不会喂出一个好的身体。
And of course, we know that it is not just one or two big banquets that can nourish the body.
只有天天注意自己的饮食，才会有一个好的身体。
But a good body comes through daily watching the food that we eat.
属灵的生命也是这样。
So too our spiritual life.
要有一个属灵的好身体，就必须长期的喂养自己的生命。
In order to have a good spiritual life, then we must frequently, daily feed our spirits.
怎么喂养自己的生命？
So how do we feed our spiritual life?
就是要保持在教会中的聚会。
And so that is to continue to work together at church.
不断的有属灵的灵粮喂养我们。
And to have an unceasing supply of spiritual food for us.
最后我们里面的新生命长大了。
And so that at the end, our spiritual life will have grown.
到那时候，哈巴谷所说的境况临到我们仍旧会有平安。
And in that time, then the peace that Habakkuk speaks of will come to us, and then we will have true peace.
我必须承认一点，教会无法给来教会聚会的人有那属世人的平安。
And so, and I will say this, that the church cannot give the peace that the world can give.
你说我要到教会来找平安。
If one says, "Oh, I want to go to the church to find peace,"
因为我有钱，我才平安。
Oh, and then if it is the oh, I will have peace only if I have money.
教会是无法赐给你这样平安的。
The church is not able to give you such a peace.
因为教会不会发给你钱。
Because the church won't give you money.
这一点大家都很清楚。
And this everyone is very clear on.
当然，我也不否定，因为你是上帝的儿女。上帝可以将普遍恩典中的恩惠多多的加给你。
Now of course I am not denying that in God's common grace, He can give such blessings to Christians.
所以说来教会，可能你会有一些比世人更多的所失的平安。
And so it is possible that if you go to church, then you might be able to receive some more peace, more peace than those who are worldly can have.
主耶稣教导的主导们也是如此说的。
Indeed, this is what Jesus said in His Lord's Prayer.
我们要先求他的国和他的义。
And to seek first His kingdom and His righteousness.
我们所需用的都会加给我们。
And then all that we need will be added unto us.
只是许多时候我们不愿意先求他的国和他的义。
But so often we do not want to first seek God's kingdom and His righteousness.
我们只求上帝要加给我们所需用的。
Instead, we only seek that and ask for that which we need and that we want God to give us.
而且嫁给我们所需用的越多越好。
And then all that is added to us, the more the better.
如此这样，我们根本没有在主耶稣里面结果子。
Then if it is like this, then that means that we are not even bearing, that we are not bearing fruit in Christ.
没在真葡萄树上结果子，我们与世人就没有什么区别。
And if we do not bear this kind of fruit, then we are no different than the worldly men around us.
我们充其量最多不过说是一个挂着基督徒名号的世人。
So at best, we can say that we are a worldly person with merely a Christian label.
我们必须承认我们自己的软弱。
And of course, we must admit our own weakness.
对于福音真理，我们知道了许多。
In terms of the truth of the gospel, yes, we know a lot of it.
天国的道理我们也明白。
And the doctrine of the kingdom, yes, we understand.
只是遇到具体的事情。
But once the rubber hits the road,
在处理我们身边所发生的事情的时候。
And as we seek to apply this to our lives when things happen to us,
我们就接地气了。
Then we suddenly think like the world.
这是地气，就是新学来的名词。用世俗的方法来处理。
And so this is a new phrase in terms of those using the ways of the world to handle our affairs.
忘记了我们应该接天气。
But we should be the same. We should be filled with heavenly air.
要用上帝的真理来处理问题。
And we ought to manage our affairs in accordance with God's word.
小要问答第一问，大家都很明白。
The first question in the Shorter Catechism everyone knows.
人的主要目的是荣耀上帝，以他为乐，直到永远。
Yes, humanity is to glorify God and enjoy Him forever.
我们很熟悉，很熟悉。
Yes, so we are very familiar with
that. 只是在遇到问题的时候，是考虑问题的时候，往往这句话我们记不起来。
But when we are actually dealing with issues, somehow we cannot remember this.
某些事情能做还是不能做。
So some things whether we can do this or we shouldn't do this.
是先做还是后做？
Do we do this first or do we do this last?
我们都要用小要的问答第一问来衡量。
We must measure our decisions against the ruler of the first question.
荣耀上帝的事必须先做。
That which glorifies God, we must do first.
然后再去做别的事。
Then we do the other things.
如果我们教会的弟兄姊妹都非常清楚的知道小要的问答第一问，也非常有力的遵行了这一问。
If our brothers and sisters here know the first question very well and also empower live this out,
我们教会的工作开展就不存在任何问题了。
Then there will be no problem with the work that the church has to do.
我们讲的也不需要一次次的说，哎呀，聚会不要迟到。
Then we won't need to say from the pulpit, don't be late for worship service.
荣耀上帝是我们第一件要做的事情。
If glorifying God is our first priority,
聚会叫你迟到，你都不会迟到。
Then even if someone tells you to be late, you will not be late.
我们福音的侍奉也不可以用世上的道理来运作。
And in terms of gospel ministry, we cannot do this in the ways of the world.
用世上的方法来运作属灵的事情，许多时候做了还不如不做。
And if we are to do spiritual things in a worldly way, then in many cases it is better not even to do it at all.
你用世上的方法做属灵的事，做了可能更得罪上帝。
And if you use worldly ways to do heavenly ministry, then perhaps it is better not to do that because you have displeased God.
我相信许多人都可能听过这样有人这样传福音。
And perhaps I'm sure many of you have heard how people evangelize using this way.
你信福音吧，有上帝。
Believe in the gospel, there is God.
如果没有上帝，你也不亏啊。
But if there's no God, right, then there's no loss to you.
如果有上帝，你不就赚了吗？
But if there is God, then don't you come out ahead?
于是这个人一想，对哦。
And people might think, oh yeah.
那我信吧。
Okay, well maybe I'll believe in God.
没上帝我也不亏。
And if there's no God, you know.
于是这个人就脚踩两个船的信了上帝。
And so this person then has one foot here, one foot there.
In believing in God.
And so the believing in God is just a backup plan.
一旦有上帝我就赚了。
And then if there's God, great, you know, then I win big.
所以我时时常常的要抓住这个上帝这个钱。
And so many times I would just hold on to this bit of God.
因为你现在还没有确定有没有上帝。
Because I'm not sure if there's a God.
你一旦把这个钱放了。
But then, once when you give this up,
这就是上帝，你不就亏了吗？
But then if there is no God, then I mean, if there is God, then would you still come ahead?
在我们中间有没有这样的？
Are there some people like that here today?
我想有这样的。
I believe yes, there are such people.
所以我不是每个星期天都能看到你。
And so this is why I cannot see you every Sunday.
你只是抓住这根弦。
Right, but you only hold on to this little bit of hope.
各算差不多来一次，这根弦就断了。
And so, perhaps only coming on occasion.
这也是有许多朋友反对基督徒的一个原因。
And this is one common reason why a lot of friends go against and disagree with Christianity.
这些朋友认为基督徒太贪心。
They think these Christians are way too greedy.
世上的好处一个也不少。
They don't lack any earthly blessing.
天上的好处一个也不放过。
But then they do not give up even one heavenly blessing.
这样的人如果照世人的标准来看，他是个聪明人。
And so in terms of worldly understanding, such people are wise.
不过按信仰真理的标准来看，他是个愚拙人。
But if we judge this based on based on the gospel and on the spiritual ways, we'll see that this person is foolish.
雅各书一章六到八节说，雅各书一章六到八节。
James 1 verses 6 to 8.
只要凭着信心求，一点不疑惑，因为那疑惑的人就像海中的波浪，被风吹动翻腾。这样的人不要想从主那里得到什么。心怀二意的人，在他一切所行的路上都没有定见。
James 1, verse 6 to 8. But let him act in faith with no doubting. For the one who doubts is like a wave of the sea that is driven and tossed by the wind. For that person must not suppose that he will receive anything from the Lord. He is a double-minded man, unstable in all his ways.
经文说，圣经说，心怀爱意的人，心怀二意的人，不要想从主那里得到什么。
So here, the Bible tells us that the one who doubts ought not to expect anything from the Lord.
你不要以为你拽着上帝那根弦，不紧不松的拽着就行了。
So don't think that if you pull on God's strings, then all will be well.
圣经说，你拽着也没用，你什么也得不到。
The Bible says that this will be of no good, that you will not receive anything from the Lord.
所以我们不要以世人的聪明来对待福音。
So we must not approach the gospel with worldly wisdom.
其实那是件很可悲的事情。
In fact, that is very pitiful.
不过这还是不严重的。
But this is not even the most severe case.
更严重的话语在何西亚书里面。
But is more in, there's something more severe in the words of Hosea.
何西亚书十章一到二节。
Chapter 10 in Hosea, verse 1 and 2.
以色列是茂盛的葡萄树，结果繁多，果子越多，就越增添祭坛，地土越肥美，就越造美丽的柱像。他们心怀恶意，献祭要定为有罪。耶和华必摧毁他们的祭坛，毁坏他们的柱像。
Israel is a luxuriant vine that yields its fruit. The more of his fruit increased, the more altars he built. As his country improved, he improved his pillars. Their heart is false. Now they must bear their guilt. The Lord will break down their altars and destroy their pillars.
经文告诉我们，以色列人追求世上的祝福，又想得属天的福分。
Here in Scripture tells that Israel wanted to receive blessings from this world and also a portion from their God.
我们看到上帝是公义的，他没有拿走他们普遍恩典中的属地的祝福。
We see that God is just and He does not take away the worldly blessings that they have accumulated for themselves.
因为上帝是将日头造好人也造歹人的上帝。
Because God is the God who sends His Son to shine on both the good and the evil.
上帝却拆毁了他们属天的福分。
So what God does is He breaks apart their portion, their heavenly portion.
因为属天的福分是赐给那些持守特殊恩典人的人。
Because the heavenly blessings are given only to those who receive His special redemptive grace.
我们看到上帝的话，我们就要警醒。
So when we see God's word, we must be vigilant.
不可心怀恶意。
Now, we cannot be those who doubt and are double-minded.
也不要用属世的方法去追求属灵的事情。
And we ought not to pursue spiritual things in a worldly way.
今天的经文要我们藏在主耶稣这棵真葡萄树上。
And today's passage tells us that we must abide in the true vine.
作为一个外邦人，能够与主耶稣这棵真葡萄树有关，这是上帝的恩典和怜悯。
So as a Gentile, to be able to abide in the true vine, this is a grace that comes from God.
我们就要存着感恩的心，珍惜今天的机会。
And so we ought to, with thanksgiving, appreciate this opportunity that God gives us.
在上帝的话语中结出果子来。
And so we should bear fruit, abiding in the Word of God.
成为一个有天国心情的人。
So we'll be those whose demeanor and whose attitude is fit for heaven.
这是我们个人所要做的。
And this is what we ought to do ourselves.
作为一个属灵的团体教会。
And as, you know, as a spiritual group, as a spiritual body, the church.
同样要藏在主耶稣这棵真葡萄树上。
And we too, collectively ought to abide in Christ.
不然也会被父上帝修剪下来。
Or else we will be cut off and cut away by the Heavenly Father.
如果一个教会被修剪下来，就不是一根烧柴了，而是一捆烧柴。
And so such a church, false church that is pruned is not just one branch, but this is a bunch of branches to be thrown into the fire.
所以教会要遵循上帝的话。
And so the church ought to keep watch over God's word.
恒江长老讲了起诉，讲了许多了。
And Elder Hengjian has been talking about, has been preaching through the book of Revelation.
教会要成为启示录里中腓拉铁菲斯的教会。
And so the church ought to be like the church of Philadelphia.
不要成为启示录里面撒迭样式的教会。
And they ought not to be like the church of Sardis.
启示录说，撒迭教会中只有几名未曾污秽自己衣服的。
In Revelation, the Bible says that in Sardis there are only a few that have kept their garments unstained.
这几名未曾污秽自己衣服的，可以穿上白与神同席。
And then these who have kept themselves pure will be able to wear the clean clothes of white.
这样的教会是不是很可怜？
Is not such a church pitiful?
教会要藏在主耶稣里面，主耶稣的话语也藏在教会中。
The church ought to abide in Christ, and the word of Christ ought to abide in the church.
这样的教会就多结果子。
And such a church will bear more fruit.
教会的果子是什么呢？
And what are the fruits of the church?
作为一个属灵的群体的果子是什么？
What are the fruits that come from a spiritual collective organization?
以赛亚书五章一到七节。
Isaiah chapter 5.
在那里描绘了上帝对以色列人作为这个属灵群体的警告。
And here Isaiah 5 gives us a warning of what it's like for a group of God's people.
以赛亚书五章一到七节提到耶和华上帝修整了一个葡萄园。
Here in Isaiah 5 verses 1 to 7, God talks about a vineyard that God dresses.
上帝指望结出好葡萄。
And God desired for it to bear good grapes.
但是反而结出了野葡萄。
But instead it yielded wild grapes.
上帝指望的是公平。
God desired justice.
谁知道有暴虐。
But instead there was violence.
上帝指望的是公义。
And God wanted righteousness.
谁知道有怨声。
But instead there was injustice.
这一段经文告诉我们，一个属灵的群体，它要藏在葡萄真葡萄树上。
And here it tells us that that any spiritual group must abide in the true vine.
属灵的群体所结出来的果子是公平和公义。
And so we see that it is justice and equity that are the fruits of a spiritual group.
教会能不能藏在这棵真葡萄树上？
Can a church abide in the true vine?
这是教会长老团，特别是教会牧师和传道人的职责。
And this is especially the responsibility of the session and of the preachers and pastors.
让我们一起警醒祷告，祈求上帝保守他自己的教会。
So let us come together and pray, ask that God will watch over and keep His church.
我们低头祷告。
Let's bow our heads and pray.
天父上帝，我们谢谢你赐下宝贵的话语。
Heavenly Father, we thank you that you have given to us your precious word.
因着你的话语，我们知道我们要持守在耶稣基督里。
And through your word, we know that we must abide in Christ.
耶稣基督也应许他必在我们里面。
And Christ himself promised that he will be in us.
我们就可以结出属灵的果子。
That we might be able to bear spiritual fruit.
我们就会有新的生命。
So we will have new life.
我们就能够荣耀你的名。
And so we will bring glory to you.
求你保守我们的心怀意念。
And would you watch over our thoughts?
也求你赐给我们有能力行出你要我们行的。
And would you give us the strength we need to do what you call us to do?
遵行你的旨意，做讨你喜悦的人。
That we would follow your will and we would be those who are pleasing to you.
我们这样祷告，奉主耶稣基督的名。
Pray all this in Jesus' name.
Amen.